Hi, Dad. This is a kids' tape tonight, and it's February 19th or 20th, Friday night, and well, Mom's out babysitting, so I decided we better make a tape while she's gone, where she won't get mad at the kids for not talking right. Well, hi, Dad. Tonight I wrote you a letter, and I thought that you would like to know that it was coming. I don't know if the tape will get here before the letter, but I hope so. Well, Jason's better now. The weather's real nice out, and I've been riding today. Today he I was over the hill playing with him just by myself. Well, not really playing, but just riding around. And, well, anyway, I got off of him to take him down this high hill, and, he started following me. Then he bucked, and, well, he ran home. Then all of a sudden, I ran after him, and I was on the top of the hill, and I said, "Jason, you better stop." And he just stopped straight, and he just stood there until I came. So I guess he knows now who's boss and not him. Mom's over at Pat Bond's playing cards tonight, bridge, and she won't be home until about 12. So if we make a tape tonight, we won't have to make one tomorrow. Well, and the kids are going to the movies tomorrow to see Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Mom said she's broke with a capital B, so she won't, the kids are going to have to pay for their own. Well, Colette's spending the night tonight. She's not over here now, but she'll be over later. The kids are cleaning up the living room now. Well, the other day I was in the mood for cleaning, and I cleaned my room out. First thing I did was I cleaned out my drawers, and I changed my room, stuff around, and I added things, and then I pinned my ribbons and stuff on the plywood board, where the part is wood. And then, I decided that it looked all right like that. Well, I hope that you're doing okay. We listened to two of your tapes today, and we feel pretty bad about Bashel being gone too. I want another dog, Dad, because I feel better if I have another dog around to take Bashful's place, because we can love it the same as we love Bashful instead of worrying all about Bashful, because Bashful knows that we loved her a lot, and it was better that she went anyway. Well, Colonel Rogers and Beth, the family came down this Tuesday and Wednesday, and Beth stayed overnight with me. And, her dad came down. It's in my letter he made a speech on selling Perry Park, part of that. And they said they got 20 houses already built up there, and there's 500 more, I guess, in construction. And, I don't know if he sold any or not, but he knows my math. I mean, my social studies teacher. They used to live by each other. It's Mr. Finning. Mr. Finning's a retired colonel in the Air Force, and he just retired about 5 years ago, I guess. Whoops. Well, I just got goofed up to here. I better stop for a minute. David's all mad because, we were playing around, and he got all mad, so he went in the bathroom and is in there sulking. I don't know if he's going to come out or not. Well, I hope you don't get too hot, Dad. I wish we had your weather here like you wish our weather was there. But I guess it can't be that possible. Jason's really shedding. Today I brushed him really good, and I've never seen him shed so much. And he liked it too, which is good. I wish we didn't have to sell him, Dad. In my letter, you'll have what I want to do. What are we going to get Mom for her birthday? Well, got mad because the vet bill's so much this month, because it's going to be around $16. And so I said that I'd pay for it. So I've got to pay for that, and we're all out of hay except for a bale left. And, well, I don't have enough money to buy any of that either. I gotta pay for some straw that I used when I kept them in the barn. I've got only one bill more to pay, which is gonna cost me a fortune. I've been paying it day after day, but I don't know if I'm conceding very much. I used to pay it every day I used it. See, I kept him in 9 days, and a bale of straw a day. He needs that because his feet got really swollen. But he's better now. He has a snotty nose, but it's just his distemper going away. He still has a lump in his throat, but I guess gradually that'll go into snot, and then he'll cough it up or something. I don't know how long of a tape this is. I think it's 30 minutes. So I guess I can talk some more. Stupid Karen. She doesn't know what she's doing. She gets all mad because Kathy's doing something else, and when Mom's around and wants them to do something, they won't do it, which is pretty stupid. I've been helping Mom a lot. And Karen and Kathy, they just loaf around, and when Mom's gone, I always give them a lecture on what to do, and I make them work because they're so, they won't do anything. Well, something's wrong with this tape recorder. I don't know what it is. It keeps going on and off and on and off. I don't know if it's taping or not. I'll see, okay? Just a minute. Dad, I don't know what's wrong with this tape recorder because whenever I push it down to stop it, it won't stop. Well, Dad, I guess it's on now, but you gotta push it up to stop it. I don't know why. Well, anyway, I'll ask Mom when she gets home. Well, we're really doing a good job of the living room where Mom won't get mad. We're watching this movie. It's called The Challenger with this guy. I don't know what it is or not. Well, Dad, I've got to go now. I love you very much, and I'm sorry if you can't understand this tape because it's pretty bad. Goodbye. Well, here's Karen, Dad.
Hi, Dad. This is Karen. Me and Cindy and Kathy and Karen were playing today over at Allen's, and it's fun there. And besides that, whenever we do go over there to play, it seems that Chris comes over and plays with us. Sandy says me and Kathy and David won't be able to talk on the tape anymore, but I'm sure we will be able to. I only have my words to say and one more test till I'm out of book 9. There's a real good movie in, and I'm kind of watching it. I was just cleaning half of the parts, you know, before the fireplace thingy. We went to Zips when we were at Brownies, and we went across the, across the bank. Across the street comes Big Boy. From the bank across the street is Big Boy. I got all mixed up. Sandy's mad because I can't think of anything to say. I'm going to do start the dishes for Sandy and not exactly starting, but doing for Sandy. It's fun, Daddy. It's fun playing in the house. I don't mean in the house. I mean outside. Kathy and David are fighting. David says it's okay if they help Sandy says it's okay if David helps take out the dishes out of the dishwasher. I'm going to put them in. I'm going to sing one song. The sky is blue and my heart is true and I love you today. Of course, when it says, when I loved you today and I love you today, I mean I love you lots. I love you every day. Flashbulb was ready to be put to sleep. A commercial's on. Sandy was just vacuuming, and Sandy's right. When you get back from Vietnam, I hope we can get a puppy or a dog. Goodbye, Dad. The other side's for Mom. Love you, miss you. Here's David.
Hi, Dad. This is David. At the Blue and Gold Banquet, it's past. There was a big, big, big crowd. Not a good dinner. We made some placemats. and all kinds of things. You know about them, the napkin holders, the clothespin man that was stuck onto the cups and all that stuff. At school, I'm in book 14 in program reading, and I'm doing okay in that. At school, I'm doing okay. Sandy has put us to work now. Well, I can't talk very long on this tape. If I find out what's going to happen, if Mom's going to talk on this tape, I'll be able to talk on the other side, maybe. But I've got to say some of this side for Kathy, because she's going to be needing a little bit to talk on. I don't know how much she's going to use. Well, I'm doing okay every place I go. I've been working in my roof, but some of the things I can't get done. Just some things. We were watching, I can't remember it, but you know, that was what it was, the Challengers, yeah. The Challenger, yeah, that was it. Sandy told us about it. Now Bill Cosby's on. I better switch this off to show Kathy's up. Dad, I don't have very much to say. So, I love you and miss you. So, bye now. Here's Kathy. Dad, I forgot to tell you. Well, you know, maybe I can talk on the other side. All right, bye.
Well, hi, Dad. This is Kathy. I'm sure glad that you have your room, and how are you? I wonder what you're doing. How come you have your own room? Is this why you have your own room? It was crowded with two people in it, you and another man in school and program reading. I haven't got it in book 13, but I will pretty soon. God, Michael Leff is really lucky. He's going in book 15, and he's way ahead of David. David's only on test 3, that poor little kid. And Michael's luckier. Sandy just put the vacuum cleaner. We had 3 spelling tests from today and yesterday. 2 yesterday and 1 today. Wow, that was real hard. We had like 3 on one and 4 on the other. I hope you're having a good time, but you might be having a quite bad time. I want another dog. Mom said maybe we could get another dog when you get back, but I don't think you'll want one. Anyways, Mom said maybe. Mom waxed and cleaned the floor today. I just dropped a little piece of salad and I picked it up and threw it away. Me and David put the dishes away. Karen's doing them. The clean ones? Well, me and David put them away, and Karen is doing the dirty. We didn't do math today at school, but we done program reading. Well, not quite program reading. Well, it was something like program reading. I guess you don't understand. We just finished the living room. Karen and Sandy are having a fight. I guess you can't hear me. They're having a fight. I guess you can hear them by now. The number's on 608-940. I'll have to finish it tomorrow if I can't think of anything. Today, last night I had a dream that Gina's family slept over and Gina got kidnapped and then she got loose. That's pretty stupid. And this morning we got up at 7:30 and God, we just about was late. I mean late. I hope we don't have to sell Jason, but if we do, then blah. David has to put on his pajamas. I already got mine on. I'm wearing Karen's. He ripped off a button of Karen's things. Yesterday, it seemed like our flag was The flag outside was all tied up in a knot, but it wasn't. We were lucky it wasn't. Cindy got to come over tonight, and had to leave at 6:30, so I guess it's starting to be day.
Where you are?
It's morning here.
Rather, it's not.
Well, Dad, that's all I got to say. I miss you and love you and goodbye. Mom's going to talk the rest on this other, I guess. Maybe. Bye.
Well, hi, Dad. The kids are in bed now, and I just got done cleaning the kitchen and the living room. It looks real nice. I hope Mom's glad about it. Well, there's not very much tape left, maybe 3 minutes left, so I'll finish that off. Well, I got a B on my dress and home ec. I got 90 points out of 100. That gives me a high B, so I'm pretty disappointed, though, because I know I could have gotten an A, but I guess that's the way it is. I guess I'm going to get pretty good grades in school. I expect a B in math, a B in French, an A in English, well, just a minute, a B in home ec, a B in band, a B in PE, and a B in social studies, so I figured I'd get honorable mention. I hope so. Well, that's all there is, Dad. Goodbye.
I love you.
Here's side two for Mom.